comfortable as I trust in the guys around me and the wide receiver and the people. Well, I did a great job blocking, so I'm really thankful for those guys in front of me.
You seem to develop a rapport with Britton Covey pretty quickly. What makes him a good combo with you?
He's a quick guy. He's a great athlete. He's a great addition to this team. Throughout fall camp, he really stepped up and took on that role in the slot. He definitely made some great catches tonight. Definitely feel like the refs screwed him out of his first college touchdown, but he did a great job and made some big catches.
Sure. What was your mindset going into this game, and how do you feel like it affected your overall performance?
Just play with confidence. That was my biggest thing, and obviously take care of football. My defense did a great job of getting turnovers and getting picks, so really grateful for that. But just overall, just playing with confidence and just throwing it like I know how to.
How did you feel different out there today versus in past years as a senior, maybe knowing the offense a little bit better?
Definitely knowing the offense a little bit better, and like I said, just having confidence and having more experience. So, give credit to all the wide receivers that made some big plays for me and made some nice catches.
What do you think you need to do better against Utah State?
Definitely like to get some more of those passes in the end zone. And when we're down in the red zone, we got to score more and not have to rely on Andy or some time to make a kick. So. That's definitely somewhere where we can improve and just capitalizing on the defense turnovers and making sure we're putting points up when they're getting the ball for us.
There weren't many deep passes today. Is there a reason behind that? Is that part of the game plan not to go deep today?
We were just what we were running was clicking, so that's kind of what we stuck with. And I was just taking what the defense gave me. Just making plays, so but like I said, we're kind of just sticking with what we were doing good and it seemed to be working.
Hey, JT, how'd that pick six feel, man?
It was great. My first time pick six, and I'm gonna play. It just feels good to get pick six.
Anything else for Travis? Yeah, Britton Covey and
Justin, it wasn't just you. The whole defense stepped up, and a couple of your teammates made some pretty big plays too. Talk about what kind of an effect that has on the momentum for a team when you're able to do something like that.
It just makes everybody else want to catch a pick. That's all.
You had a little competition going on.
Yeah,
maybe?
That's exactly what we got going.
Brett, and you led the team in receiving yards. Obviously, your first game as a college player. How did it feel out there just to be able to play?
Felt good, it's such a big stage, and coming into the game, I was nervous, but it's nice to know my teammates had my back. Johnny, right before the game, came up to me and said, "Look, we have trust in you, so don't worry," and that meant a lot. And I don't know, it felt good that, this team, I can lead us in receiving yards one night, the next night it'll be someone else, the next night it's going to be someone else, so we're really well balanced.
Was it frustrating not getting that touchdown call right there at the goal line?
Oh, I don't know. You'll see a little frustration because I see the ref do this, and I think he's calling a touchdown. I get mad. But I'm glad Book got it because, I want Heisman for this guy. So.
That's a little tough one. Do you think it helps you at all having played quarterback?
Yeah, for sure. That helped me a lot just coming into fall camp, just starting off because – I guess a lot of the schemes in college are not much different than high school, and I was able to pick up on them pretty quickly.
What do you take from game one to game two? How can you improve?
The thing about first games and openers, and our coach told us this, is there's going to be a lot of mistakes and stuff, and you got to fight through them. And if you make those mistakes at full speed, then those are the ones that you can live with. So there are a lot of things we got to clean up. I definitely think red zone efficiency is a big one for us that we can.
Gianni, 14 tackles for you. It seemed like you were everywhere the ball was. Talk about your game tonight.
I like playing my teammates. First off, because I want to know how 14 tackles about my great defense line. And I don't know, man. I wanted to win so bad. So.
What were you thinking when you saw Justin get his hands on that ball and start taking it back?
Man, I know I messed up early in the game. I got a 15-yard penalty, which was a learning experience for me. You know, and you only think a guy such as me, fifth year, have learning experience, but I still do. And when I saw him caught the interception and take it back, man, I just felt relief on my heart because I wanted a big play, too, because I just wanted to make it up to the team.
Some of the blood that you
had
was actually outside. Were you doing anything inside that was
frustrating
you in particular, or was it?
No, not really. We knew they were going to run eight in the box, and they just stacked it up every play, blitz pretty much every play, so I just continued to try to run outside. But just continue to keep running hard. And,
you got to get up.
The line, you know, kept blocking hard all night, and just continue to finish hard.
Could you feel the defense kind of wearing down towards the end of the game? It seems like you were able to get some more consistent runs towards the end.
Yeah, they were getting worn down like throughout the game. Every time we started, you know, pushing the tempo, they'd call a timeout. So some big guys up front was, you know, a little tired or more tired than ever. So just our tempo, we was just out there. You know, we just got to keep continuing to do it each week. You know, to make the defense tired.
Kind of a lot made about their sort of secrecy and
going to
their submarine. The only thing that surprised you guys tonight, or did you feel like you pretty much knew what was coming?
No, we knew what was coming. I mean, even though we had to watch like a million different tapes, you know, to film, you know, we just prepared ourselves throughout this week, and it paid off tonight.
Any looks that you weren't familiar with from that tape?
No, pretty much knew everything that they were bringing at us.
Hey, Brayton, would you talk a little bit about Travis Wilson's performance?
Yeah, for sure. You know, Coach Witt, he's really big on ball security and limiting turnovers on offense, and I thought that Travis did a phenomenal job tonight doing that. He has a pick on his stats, but, I mean, that's an end of half play. So I think that was really big. He was very smart with the ball.
Was it frustrating at all kind of coming into the game? Seemed like all the hype was about Harbaugh and Michigan. Was it at all frustrating for you guys leading up to the game, considering you guys won the game last year?
No. I care less. No, I mean, it was making it seem like Harbaugh was playing the game more than his players. So, really, we just continued going out there and, you know, fought hard all night.
Can you talk about the spark that Britton gave you guys on the offense, that first touchdown drive? Just, you got a couple big plays going. It seemed like the offense, you had like about four or five consecutive plays for double-digit yards.
Yeah, he made a huge spark on the drive. A couple plays that drive, you know, to open it up. And once we get down in the red zone, and even in particular, you know, that's why I heat up even more. And I thank him for that. And, it should have been his touchdown, but, you know, I just got it in for him.
Players.
Johnny, what do you need to do differently next week? What do you think the coach is going to talk to you about?
We just need to be a better and smarter team. You know, we made a lot of mistakes. Don't look like it, but we got a lot to learn from this game. And just wake up tomorrow, go watch film,